June 9th, 1953 was a pretty typical summer Tuesday in Worcester. By 4:30, there were ball games going on, shops closing up, factory workers headed home.
People really didn't know that it was coming.
That's Robin Conroy, librarian and archivist for the Worcester Historical Museum. She runs an oral history project about the 1953 Worcester tornado, talking with survivors about what they experienced that day.
They knew it was very hot. They knew it got very dark. They saw the hail. But they still, I don't think they really believed that it was a tornado or knew what it meant.
What it meant was that the largest tornado to ever hit New England, before or since, was about to tear through the city. Now, there had been tornadoes in Massachusetts before, even in Worcester, but nothing like this. The funnel was a full mile wide. It traveled 60 miles over the course of nearly an hour and a half through Barry, Rutland, Holden, and Shrewsbury. But what happened in Worcester was truly devastating.
A Worcester Regional Transit Authority bus got lifted up, spun around, and slammed into one of the apartment buildings, and it killed two people in the bus. There's a story of a woman who said she went to her front door and she saw cows floating by. People were hunkered down in their basements, and once it all got over, you know, they'd look up and they'd see the sky. The house was gone.
Conroy says that one of the areas hit hardest was around Assumption Prep School, today, Quinsigamond Community College.
There was a wooden house where some nuns were living, and it obliterated that house, and unfortunately, the nuns who were in the house were killed.
It also ripped off the entire fourth floor of the school. Richard Dion was a student there at the time. He spoke with Conroy for the Oral History Project. He says that when the windows blew out on his third floor dorm room, he tried to run.
When I opened the door, I was sucked right out, and flew down the hallway, actually like flying, yeah. I don't think my feet were on the floor. And I was able to hook onto a radiator pipe. And that's where I laid until it was over.
Outside, it was just as bad. It was rush hour, and hundreds of people found themselves trapped in their cars.
It only lasted about 2 minutes. But in those 2 minutes, it seemed like an eternity. Then we felt the sensation of actually getting picked up.
Rose Sands, who also participated in the Oral History Project, was just 24 at the time. She was in the car with her sister and her husband.
My sister was hysterical. She's screaming, and I was screaming, and all we could hear was this deafening hum. So I didn't dare close my eyes. If I close my eyes, I'm gonna die.
Rose didn't, but 94 other people did. More than 1,200 were injured. 15,000 residents were left homeless. But like is so often the case, in the aftermath of great tragedy came great acts of humanity. Conroy says that people came from all over the region immediately to help.
They put mattresses on the back of pickup trucks and get people to the hospital as quickly as possible, try to dig people out. It was an amazing response.
And in the weeks and months after, Conroy says Worcester leaders led.
A lot of the leading businessmen, the presidents of the big companies really opened up their pockets and opened up their hearts.
And so the city rebuilt. Today, there's almost no evidence that such a devastating storm ever tore through Worcester, except in the memories of those who lived through that harrowing day.
They still have a hard time talking about it, and it's still like yesterday. Every time there's a bad storm, they immediately go into the basement. They don't go outside like some people do and say, oh, look at that cloud coming in. They're like, you know, it's real to them.
The strongest tornado to ever hit New England, and it devastated Worcester 61 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.